are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Dare to be different this holiday season with Chic Boutique. Get all your holiday needs today at chicboutiquedolls.com. Welcome back to Next on Scene. Today, I'm so excited to have an awesome guest on the line, the founder and owner of Gubba Rum, which is a local rum company in Massachusetts. And I have the founder on the line, Stephen Gubb. How are you, Stephen?
Jackie, how are you today? Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. You too. I can't believe this holiday season's already here, right?
That's right. I think this holiday weekend probably began 2 days ago.
I know. That's true. Everybody's on, like, holiday brain right now. And drinking brain, because obviously you're in the drink industry, so of course we're excited to talk about some fun cocktails and learn about Gubba Rum itself. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of fun with our gold and silver rums. We have some nice holiday cocktails. In fact, everybody's in a festive mood. I did a tasting last night out in central Massachusetts, and I had one of my biggest tasting nights ever as far as the number of bottles that I sold. And so you're right, everybody's in the mood.
That's awesome. Congrats to you. That's exciting.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Good. So tell our audience, because obviously our audience is very vast. They're not only from Massachusetts. We're like across the country. So tell us a little bit about Gubba Rum and how it got started.
I'd love to. Thanks very much. About 6 years ago, my wife and I were on vacation in St. Martin in the Caribbean. And down there, after dinner at some of the nicer restaurants, they will give you what is essentially a rum liqueur for dessert. And they'll put five or six bottles of this rum on the table. They're all different flavors. They have coffee and guava berry and coconut and vanilla. And I'm sure I'm leaving a few others out. And they give you a couple shot glasses, and it's complimentary, and they say, help yourself. And it was delicious. We had a great time with it. We had so much fun with it. We brought a couple of bottles home. We talked about it a couple of weeks later, and I said to my wife, why don't we import this? And she must have been, she must have had one drink too many, because she agreed with me. And I went back to, yeah, it was great. This wasn't so bad. I went back to St. Martin, and I went to the family who made this particular spirit that we had tried, made a deal with them. But the short story is, unfortunately, as much as we wanted to import that into the United States, it did not work out. It just wasn't going to be approved by the FDA, because basically they make it in their backyard in a little grass hut with a dirt floor. And the FDA would never allow such a spirit into the country. But fortunately for me, a person I was working with at the time introduced me to a distiller in Loveland, Colorado, who was willing to work with me to develop a rum based on the idea of the spirit that we had had down in the Caribbean. We did that. He was great. He's our distiller. This is Dancing Pines Distillery in Loveland, Colorado. And we did have to go there because we couldn't find anybody locally to distill the product for us and to work with us. But it was very fortuitous, because they are great people. They're very skilled. And today we have a great silver rum and a great gold rum, and we're just chugging along.
I love it. Now, how long have you been in business, so people can learn a little bit more about it?
Well, we started 6 years ago, and actually maybe six and a half years ago, but we've been in business, we've been marketing for 4 years. We've been distributing for 4 years in Massachusetts. We're distributed in Massachusetts. We're also distributed for the last year, just over a year, in Florida. So we're in two states, and we are looking to grow that. We have our eyes on New Orleans, Las Vegas, California, Colorado, of course, where the rum is distilled. So we have a growth plan in place, and what we have to do is month by month just make sure we produce enough spirit to satisfy the needs of the market.
Totally. And what's the difference between the silver and gold?
excuse me. Gubba Silver is infused with real coconut. Gubba Gold is infused with real vanilla. They're both made with certified organic ingredients. And in 2018, we plan to have both spirits certified as organic in the United States. So we're going to change from being made to with certified organic ingredients to being actually certified as organic. Both spirits are 35% alcohol by volume, which is 70 proof. And what is so special about our rum is that it is wicked smooth.
That is so true. I can attest to that. It's so good.
Glad you like it.
Yeah.
Very glad you like it.
Yeah, of course I do. So, Steve, obviously it's holiday season. So tell us some of the drinks, especially last night, you know, doing so well with your little gig of selling. What are some popular drinks you're making for the holidays with the rum?
Well, we have a couple of drinks that we make specifically for the holidays. Number one, we have an apple cider cocktail, which is made with our vanilla-infused gold rum, which has been very popular. We also have, believe it or not, in the wintertime, not in this time of year, we add our coconut-infused silver rum to hot chocolate. And you wouldn't necessarily think about that right off the bat as being a great cocktail. But if you think about candy bars and Peter Paul Almond Joys, which are coconut and chocolate, this is the same taste combination, coconut and chocolate. That's never a bad combination.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, so that's a really great, you know, on a cold day, you want a hot cocktail. Everybody thinks of hot rum toddies, hot buttered rum, both of which are great with our gold rum. But we go a different route, and we use the silver rum for this a hot chocolate cocktail. I don't even have a name for it.
I don't think it needs a name. I mean, it's self-explanatory, right?
Yeah, James Bond said, "Gee, I got to think of a name for this. It's really good." Those are our two specialty cocktails. That apple cider cocktail is a big hit at a local bar in Newton where I live, called the Biltmore Bar and Grill. In fact, we call it Kay's Gubba Gold Apple Cider Cocktail, which is a little bit wordy, but one of the bartenders there did come up with it, and so she gets credit for it.
That's awesome. And then, so she gets credit for that one, and then the hot chocolate, how did that come about?
I think somebody who was doing a tasting for me told me that they did it. And I said, "Hey, I think that's brilliant."
It is brilliant. It's so brilliant.
It was brilliant. I said, "Yeah, yes, it's very obviously. It's a simple thing to make, and it, you know, you can't. How bad can it taste? It's hot chocolate with booze in it." It's
right, brilliant. Right. So, for you know, can you tell us how they make it?
Yeah, it couldn't be more simple. It's typically one part rum to two parts hot chocolate. Now, that's depending on if you've got. If you're just dealing with a 6-ounce coffee mug, say 2 ounces of rum, 4 ounces of hot chocolate, or if you want something stronger, maybe you want to flip that around a little bit. It's that type of cocktail is really subject to taste. Do you like to prefer something that's a little stronger or maybe not quite so strong? So I always tell people, for example, when they're making a real simple cocktail, we make a Bayesian punch.
A Bayesian punch?
Bayesian punch. There's a product on the market called Ripe, R-I-P-E, Ripe Bar Juice. They're out of Connecticut. They make organic fruit juices and mixers. They have a Bayesian punch. Bayesian meaning from Barbados.
That's what I was going to ask. That was going to be my next question. I'm like, what is Bayesian?
And what planet is that from?
Yeah.
It's the planet Barbados in the Caribbean. And it's pineapple, Valencia orange, agave syrup, nutmeg, and lime with our coconut rum. It's, again, do it two parts juice, one part rum. Or if you like it a little strong, you just add a little bit more rum to it. Very simple.
I love it.
And you've got a great fruit punch cocktail And sure, a lot of people say, well, gee, that's a great summer drink.
It totally is. Or like when, at least when you're on vacation, right?
That's absolutely. So I tell people when I'm doing tastings this time of year, well, I'm getting you primed for the cruise you're about to go on.
Right, exactly.
All right. I just say, look, you know, I'm in the rum business. For me, it's summer 365 days a year. You don't have to wait till May to start drinking a rum cocktail.
Right.
My goal is to make people smile and make people laugh, because really, I'm in many ways I consider myself to be in the entertainment business. People have to like what I'm doing. They have to like my product. They have to have fun. They have to laugh. And if I can accomplish that and they like the rum, well, I've accomplished my goals.
That's so true. That is so true. So getting into the alcohol business, you know, out of all things, how was that for you?
Well, it's a tough business. And if you've never been in the business, it is certainly daunting in the beginning, and it's daunting in the middle, and even now it's daunting because, frankly, it's a big money business, and I'm not a big money guy. I'm trying to compete, no matter what, with corporations that have hundreds of millions of dollars, and I'm trying to do it on less than a shoestring in comparison. But it's like any other job. You got to get up in the morning, you got to get to work, and you got to go. I have to go knocking on doors and hoping that more people than not say yes to me, and build a clientele. I have to get people one by one when I do tastings to try the spirit, to like it, to love it, to become ambassadors in my behalf, to recommend it to their friends, serve it when they're entertaining, and slowly but surely the brand will grow.
Right. That is so true. I mean, obviously, it's working in your favor. You've been doing it for a couple of years now successfully. You know, you should be proud of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're still here, and we're working. We're expanding. We've just added a dynamic new brand ambassador down in South Florida, and she is her heritage is that she is Cuban. She speaks Spanish fluently, which is an enormous asset to me. Somebody working in South Florida.
Right.
So I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited about the Florida market because, in fact, it is a 12-month market.
Mm-hmm.
People are drinking rum all the time. Massachusetts and in the Northeast, really, people say exactly what I said before. Gee, that's a great summer cocktail. Well, in Florida, it's summer 12 months a year. So.
Right. That is so true. That is so
that
true.
It helps a lot.
Right.
It helps a lot.
Well, that's exciting. So in terms of the growth, I mean, you're obviously looking to just expand over the next year to more areas, right?
Absolutely. As I said, we have our eyes on specifically on New Orleans, where we do have some contacts. There are a couple of places that are ready to start buying the rum. Some real nice people down in New Orleans, and we hope to have a foothold down there, perhaps in the next 3 months or so. If we can establish that foothold, we would then, in all likelihood, start distributing in Colorado, because since the spirit is made just north of Denver, because it's made in Colorado, there are some tax advantages there for local distillers and distilleries,
right?
Which are always helpful to any business. And we have a number of contacts in and around the Denver area, and it only makes sense to be distributing where you are distilling. If there were two of me, I would have been doing that 4 years ago.
Right, of course. No, that's really inspiring. So what words of advice would you give somebody, you know, being an entrepreneur? What are some words of wisdom you have?
Well, it's really hard to say. But, I mean, first of all, more than anything, you really need to believe in what you're doing. You have to believe in your product. You have to find your niche. And you've got to work hard. It's really... When you no matter what business you own, if it's your business, it's always 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm embarrassed to tell you how often I'm awake at 2-3 in the morning sending emails or doing something because I just thought of it, and you can't sleep.
Right.
It kind of makes you crazy, and maybe you know.
But it's not work when you love what you're doing, right?
Well, you know, but it is still work. But when you're doing what you love, and I really do admit that I love doing what I'm doing, I really do. It took me a very long time to find out to be able to find out what I love doing, and this is certainly it. So you got to love what you're doing. It's still work. You're going to work hard, but you're going to love every minute of it. And again, believe in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in what you're doing. And if you do these things, I mean, I believe you can succeed.
I totally do, too. It's like you really have to be your own biggest fan and believe in your brand, and that's how everything else attracts itself, right?
Yeah, I always say, when I talk to people about my rum, I always kind of throw in the fact that, hey, gee, I really apologize. I don't mean to sound arrogant. Because sometimes I do. I tell people, I really believe in my product, and I'm sure it'll come through to your audience. I really believe in it, and I tell them, taste my product against any product you want. Everybody isn't going to like everything, including my product, but I have the confidence to say, because I've done it, not a lot, but I've done it. I've tasted against far more expensive brands, and I've outsold them. I've out-tasted them. I've been to big rum events where people come up to me at the end of the event and they say, we tried everything here and your product is the best product here by far. I did a craft spirits event in Coconut Grove in Miami in October. And towards the end of the event, a gentleman who had been there and maybe had a little bit too much, but he was really pretty good. He came up to me and he was comparing my brand to another brand that was significantly more expensive. He said, this brand is good, but your brand, yours is the best. He was so good. I said, you got to do this one more time. Tell me all this one more time. And he did, and I made a video of it, and I still have it. He was a very nice guy. He loved the rum, and that's what you wait for. You wait for people to tell you how much they like it, because there's the validation for what
totally.
You're doing every day of the week.
Right. That's like some of the best memories that you can even have too, and testimonials that help bring in more business. So.
You wait for those kind of moments.
Right.
You really do.
That's so awesome. So where can people get them? So you said, but like where specifically?
We're available, as I said, we're in Massachusetts and in Florida. Since you have a national market, a national audience, and even an international audience,
right?
If they go online to Browdy's, Broudys, Browdys.com, you can buy Gubba Gold and Gubba Silver from Browdy's Liquor Store, which is located in and around Jacksonville, Florida. They have an online store. They sell, they offer products in 40 of the 50 states of the United States, and you can buy Gubba Rum through that website, we're very proud to say. And if anybody wants me to send them the link to that website, all they have to do is send me an email. I'm happy to send them an answer back. They can email me at steve@ GubbaRum, all one word, .com. steve@GubbaRum.com. I can always send them the link. Locally in Massachusetts, we are available in and around Greater Boston. So we're in Ipswich and Billerica, west of Boston at Julio's Liquors in Westboro, Austin Liquors on Park Avenue, Worcester, and in stores in between. We're also available on Cape Cod, from Falmouth out to Provincetown.
That's awesome, Steve.
So we're available there. We are available at stores in Miami. We'll shortly be available in stores in Fort Lauderdale, Boca. We are available at a store called Cellar Wine. That's in Palm Beach Gardens. Excuse me, it's in North Palm Beach on Federal Highway. And there is a part of our website shows you all of the locations that store by store and bar by bar where they can get Gubba, where they can purchase Gubba rum, where they can get Gubba rum cocktails. We are at a couple of bars in Miami. We're in a number of places in and around Jacksonville, one or two in St. Augustine in Florida. We will be expanding down there to Orlando and Daytona over the next few months. So, again, you know, we're growing. We are expanding our production. Looking forward to that. But right now, luckily, because of the online, because of the internet, and thank God for that, people all over the country can purchase Gubba rum right now.
The internet's just so awesome. It really is.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It's really, it's
and then obviously, of course, if thing. Sorry to interrupt, but like if people want to know more recipes, we are going to put some on our blog with Steve. So you can just read that on jzsocialenterprises.com. We'll have a few recipes there for the holidays, as I can't believe they're already on Sunday. So it should be great.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
it's so true. Nice. Well, Steve, this has been so great.
Yeah. No, thank you very much. We do have recipes on our website as well.
Awesome.
We're always adding more.
Good. I mean, there's so much you can do with getting creative with cocktails, especially with rum, I feel like. So that's probably really fun to get creative.
Yeah, if I, you know, in passing, we make, I'm sure all of the members or many of the members of your audience have tried, when they've been out, they've tried espresso martinis at a bar. They've tried chocolate martinis at a bar, both of which made with vodka. We make, and we have the recipe for, an espresso chocolate martini made with our vanilla-infused gold rum. People, they love it. By far, it's our favorite cocktail by far.
That's awesome. We'll definitely put that on the blog for sure, so be sure to check that out.
Okay, great.
How can they follow you on social media?
We are on Twitter at Gubba Rum, at Gubba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, all one word. We are on Instagram, Gubba Rum. Facebook, you just have to look for my name, Stephen with a V, Gubb, G-U-B-B, because all I post on Facebook is Gubba Rum related items, or our Gubba Rum related
items. Right.
We post our tasting events, special events. Occasionally, we'll post recipes. We will post alcohol, liquor industry news, things that are pertinent to the rum business, to the liquor business. Just some things that are fun to post.
Right, that's great. So, everybody, be sure to get social with Gubba Rum, and your website is gubbarum.com, right?
Correct.
Awesome. Okay, so, and then reach out to Steve if you have any other questions of how to purchase, because he'll send you the link. That's what you said earlier, right, to purchase it online?
Absolutely. In fact, what we'll do is over the next 2 days, we'll make a point of putting that link on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram as often as we possibly can.
Perfect. Well, thanks again so much, Steve. It was great to have you on.
Jackie, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and thank you so much for inviting me to your show.
You too. And everybody, thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene. Don't forget to dare to be different this holiday season. ChicBoutiqueDolls.com is where it's at for all your fashionista needs. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.